Blog Talk Radio.
Let's take them.
Okay, goodbye. 1-1-1.
Bye.
Goodbye. 1-1-1. Hello.
Orale, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, Beanie?
All right, bro, just calling, you know, just to make sure you were on, bro. Because I'm going to miss out, bro.
I'm on.
All right, bro, you can put me on mute, man. I'm going to enjoy the show.
Okay, all right, brother. Enjoy the show. God bless you. All righty. Okay, here we go. Let's start off with some great gospel music here. Amen. All righty. Let's play a song here by Travis Green and Doe. It's called Good and Loved. Okay, let's play Let It Fall by Tasha Cobbs Leonard.
all of the praise we keep bringing, yeah. When it's all said and done, we just want you to come. Hey!
You're getting all of the best of me. You don't get all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me. Cause I'm getting all of my best.
Oh,
in Luke chapter 11, verse 28, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. It stands to reason that if we want to receive a blessing from God, we need to do two things. One, hear God's word, and two, observe, obey it. Hearing God's word and obeying it is the most important thing that any Christian can do. Today's lesson focuses on the blessing that God's children will receive when they hear and obey God's word. We will begin our study with the story of the blind man found in John chapter 9. Jesus healed a blind man. In John chapter 9, we read the story of a blind man that was healed by Jesus. John writes that Jesus spat on the ground, and then he made clay out of the spittle. He applied the clay to the blind man's eye and instructed him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. What happens next is something we can all learn from. The blind man did exactly as Jesus said, and his sight was restored. So the concept of being God and being blessed is an easy concept for us to understand. It is the application that we struggle with. Why? Sometimes we complicate the Bible and make it harder than it needs to be. Our part in this process is simple. As children of God and disciples of Jesus, we need to do two things. And that is, one, hear God's word. Two, obey it. The more that we do these two things, the more God will bless us and our lives. So hearing God's commandments. When we hear God's commandments every time we read the Bible, these are not the thoughts of mere mortal. They are inspired words of God. The Apostle Paul wrote about this in his second letter to Timothy when he said, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof and for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequately equipped for every good work. In his letter to Romans, Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as we read the Bible, our lives will be blessed like never before, because we will have a better understanding of what God wants us to do with our lives. In short, we were created to do two things with our lives, and that is to glorify God and to serve others. The more that we do these two things, the more we will be blessed. So acting on our faith, we can memorize the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but if we do not act on what we have learned, our faith is dead. Consider the following scripture from the book of James. In James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in my peace, and be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things that are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, it is dead. So the power of Scripture, okay, is worth reading and rereading to make sure we understand it and can properly apply it. Every day God supplies us with opportunities to act on our faith. If we notice that somebody is having a bad day, we can be there for them and simply listen. If it's advice that they are seeking, we can quote them the scripture. The ways we can act on our faith is seemingly limitless. It's simple, a matter of doing it. If we've been blessed with the ability to help others in need, we should, as Jesus points out in the following passage, when we help others, it is as if we are helping Jesus himself. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 to 40, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited. Me, I was in prison, and you come to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when do we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When do we seek you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the last of them, you did it to me. So there are many ways that we can act on our faith. Whatever talents we have, we are to put them to work for the Lord. And if we've been blessed with an abundance, we need to provide those less fortunate. Amen? So let us conclude. The story of the blind man that was healed by Jesus is a powerful example of somebody that obeyed God and was blessed. We can receive similar blessings in our own lives by doing two things. And I repeat this. One, hearing God's word, and two, obeying it. It's really as simple as that. We will end today's lesson with the following scripture taken from Paul's letter to Galatians. It reminds us to grow weary in doing good deeds. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, let us not lose heart in doing good, for the due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Amen. I hope this Bible lesson was a blessing to you all, and you got something from it. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance tonight. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries would like to welcome you to the family of God. We like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All righty. And no toss and salad, this sermon was not pre-recorded. Again, it's a live show tonight. All righty. 111, you're on air. Hello?
Ken, it's Veal. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Squash this right now, all right?
I said that before. You didn't want to.
Look, I'm your manager. We can work things out. I just want to tell you of that new business that is offering to hire you, Rears Diapers. They want you to do a commercial, all right?
Uh-huh.
Possibly participate in a print ad, but that we'll discuss later. I noticed you went on Kent's show.
Yes, I did.
And where was Dr. N?
He wasn't there that day. He was absent.
Do you know why he was absent?
No, nobody knows why he was absent.
I'll tell you right now, he ran a fake charity.
Oh, he did.
I told you the name of it. I thought you were going to talk to him about it during the show, but apparently you didn't.
I didn't get a chance to talk to him at all.
Yeah, he absconded real fast. I didn't think someone who was your one-time partner, co-host, would do something like that to you.
He didn't do it to me, okay? I don't know why he would do something like that.
Well, it was money that was donated to you. You should have known better.
You don't know his character? I don't know him personally. I only know him from being on the radio with him for a few years.
D.A. Black Youth? That's a real charity? Come on. I didn't even bother questioning him because he's your friend.
Well, like I said, I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
All right, I got the advance for the next thing we're doing with Rear's Diapers. They already sent in the money, and I sent it to Mother God Ministries at MacAU. So keep note of that, all right? Because when the tax comes, you have to show that donated that to charity. Mother God Ministries, MGM, MacAU, MACA. You.
Okay.
We just put it together like Macau or something. It was made out to cash, and we donated that, all right? Just
to
like
where?
We talked about. Mother God Ministries at MACA University.
Okay.
MGM MACAU. That's what it says on the check.
Okay.
It was made out to cash, and I handed it to MGM Macau, all right?
All right.
All right. So, listen, when new scripts come in, you're to read them and no one else, all right?
Okay.
All right. We'll make this business flourish, and don't cut me out from BBF, all right? It's your money and my money. I'm your manager. Hello?
Okay. All right.
All right. You're going to get a bill, so you're going to need the 501C tax ID number. When you're ready, I'll give it to you if you want to write it down.
I have no – wait a minute. Let me see. No, okay, go ahead.
867-5-3.
Yeah.
Sorry. 09.
Okay, so let me read that back to you. 867-5309.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so you will see something that a donation was made under your name to MGM MacAU, Macau, whatever. All right?
Okay.
All right, have a blessed day. If I notice there's any other problems, I'll call in. Thank you.
Okay, sounds great. God bless. 111, you're on here. Oh, boy. 111, you're on air.
867-5309.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it for the callers right for now. We got more callers on in the queue, but they have not pressed the 1 key as of yet. So, okay, until they do. Oh, wait a minute, we got one. Let's try to take it. 111, you're on here. Oh, okay, another one. 111, you're on the air.
That's Ken.
Hey, what's up, Grover?
I heard you're getting some charity money. You ought to share that with me down here at Haven for Hope.
It's already going to a charity.
Shit. Do you get any more money?
I don't know. Supposed to be doing another thing for rear diapers. Okay. Well, we'll see.
What kind of diapers you got?
It's probably going to be an ad for rear diapers. They're out of Canada.
Oh, that'd be good for Pastor Ken. He wears diapers, and he lives in Canada, I recollect.
Yeah, he does. He does.
You ever have to wear adult diapers?
No.
What about the other guys that live at your house?
No.
Not even Victor?
No.
What I heard is that Victor gets asshole pounded so much that he can't be continent anymore, so the poop leaks out.
No.
You got any other calls?
Yes, I do, Grover. I'm going to take them right now. 111.
Okay. What was that?
That was...
Goodbye.
111, you're on here.
Hello?
Oh, they hung up. That's it for the callers, Grover.
There's people being chicken shits.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing today? What have you been doing today?
Huh?
What have you been doing today?
Nothing much. Just preparing for tonight. Getting the show ready.
Did you cut the grass today?
No, I didn't cut it. It rained today.
Yeah. Who does the lawn care on R-Dash?
Tony does.
Is he healthy enough to cut the grass?
Yes, he does a good job.
Because I've seen him before and he looks kind of portly. Like he has a weight problem.
No, he's not poorly at all. No.
He's kind of barrel chested. Like a beer belly.
He's in good health.
What about the barrel ass?
No, ain't no barrel ass.
All right, let's take other calls.
Okay. 111. Okay. 111. Oh, they hung up. Okay. Well, that's it for the calls there, Rover.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Press the one key.
Ken, I got a question about the sermon. Did you cite the sermon?
Okay, what's that,
there,
Rover?
Did you cite the sermon?
I said in one of my previous shows that I was doing virtual Bible studies.
Oh, I remember that one. That's a good one. Is that a free one?
Yes, it is.
That's good. That fits in with your budget nicely.
Yeah, it does.
All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls from the chat room.
Well, we got another 111 caller. You're on there.
What's up, Bay? How y'all doing, Bay?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. What's up, Grubber?
Rubber.
How y'all doing?
Who's Rubber?
Yeah, what's up, Grubber? What are you doing, babe? Hey, babe.
Who's Rubber?
Pastor Rubber. Pastor Wanda, is? Pastor
Wanda, is? No, Pastor Wanda's not here tonight.
Ah, babe. Wanted to tell me about big packages, babe.
She probably won't be here until Friday or Saturday.
Hey, what you doing? What you all busy for, babe?
Well, they're having a bad thunderstorm down in Atlanta right now. Okay, it's pretty hard.
Not quite the bay. You got any more condos, man?
Yeah, I do, matter of fact. 269.
Freak about.
269.
Hey, Ken, this is Pastor Veal, your manager, and I'm very disappointed in you for lying to your audience and my good friend DC2 yesterday about what exactly has happened with the money. The reason why you haven't received any money from Micron's ad placement is because you bungled the live read. It sucked. It frankly could not be fixed in post, and he just refused to pay you. In fact, the money ended up having to go to DC2. So I don't know why you're lying. You're a pastor, and as your manager, I just think it's really bad for business that you lie like this and cuss at me too. I don't get why you do that. It's frankly important.
A previous Pastor Veal called in. Was that you?
No, wasn't me. This is the real Pastor Veal.
This is real.
As you can see, I'm typing in Discord. I typed you a message. So any Pastor Veal who calls in beforehand is a fake Pastor Veal and evil. They don't hold a past 12 degree. Ken, why are you masturbating on the air? I hear that.
I'm not. It's broke.
No, it's not.
Grover, I can't believe that he would do this while you're on the air, too. It strikes me as a tad bit racist, does it not? Do you?
He gets around a black man and he starts pulling his pecker.
I know, it's odd and disgusting, Ken. Ken, why can't your sexual appetites stay off of Blog Talk Radio?
I don't put them on Blog Talk Radio. It wasn't me.
I think it was, and you're just lying like you did about Tel Aviv. Anyways, why are you so terrible to Dan Garza?
Because he's bullshit.
Well, he confessed all that stuff to me at my church in Valencia, California. And as your manager, I think that you need to square things away with him. And if you don't, we could have a major lawsuit against GRM for sexual harassment.
Okay, well, I'm not sexually harassing anybody.
Well, you're talking about putting penises on people's faces quite often in the Discord chat. And when I told Benjamin Buford Fontaine about that, he wasn't too happy, you know?
We
might have to hire an HR department. Well, you know, that's what they all say. You know, I bet Harvey Weinstein thought at one point that it was just all in good fun when he did his little casting couch thing. But at the end of the day, sexual harassment is still sexual harassment, Ken.
Yeah.
So you got to promise me, you know, that you're not going to go around and talk about putting your penis on people's faces and telling Dan Garza, a.k.a. Rico Martini, to suck your peen. We can't have that. You're a pastor. Come on. We got to keep it godly.
Okay.
And we're talking about it. Penis.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Grover. And,
welcome.
You know, as much as I hate to say this, Ken, you got to stop having these massive blowouts on Ardash. Grover's been telling me recently we have one in the works, and I just think it's bad for PR. And as you know, I advise you.
We don't do that here.
Labor Day.
We don't
Labor
have.
Labor Day's coming up. It's 1 week from today.
Well, it's time for me to advertise for Mike Hunt Pest Control, LLC. Okay?
Okay, great.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Fisher. I'm from God's Rainbow Ministries. And I know all too well what it's like to have a raccoon, animal, a sneaking, dirty crevice you can by usual means. That's why I trust Mike Hunt's Pest Control, LLC. For all my pest control, Mike can reach into dirty behinds, below and above, to remove any pest from anywhere. I can't. go to www.mikeconspectcontrol.com today and use the code word meal for a special discount. That's mikeconspectcontrol.com. All right. Okay, let's take another call here. 111, you're on here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Kenneth, DC2.
Yeah. What's up, DC2?
Listen, bro. Listen, man. I have a good idea for you. I don't know if you'll actually listen because, you know, I'm black. But I think you should pre-record the reading, and then you can just play it whenever each show, instead of playing a song, right? You play the pre-recorded advertisement. That way, you don't have to read it every single day.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that here on Clubhouse.
You just record a file, man. It's not hard. Then you save it like it's, you know, like you would save any other file.
I don't know how to record a file.
Oh, my God, Kenny. Jesus. Do you have a recording built into your phone? Like it says record, you hit record. You can do
no.
voice notes and stuff.
No.
What kind of phone do you have, Kenny? A flip phone?
No, I got a regular house phone.
You don't even have a cell phone, Kenny?
No.
Okay, well, do you have a microphone in, you know, to hook up to your computer?
I have a built-in microphone on my computer.
Okay, well, then why don't you just record like that?
I don't know.
Kenny, I'm sorry. I know this is all above your head. I'm sorry. I was just trying to help. Just trying to help so you wouldn't have to read the same. I mean, because listen, Kenny. You're not the clearest reader, and then when there's, you know, when you're beating off at the same time, it's very difficult to hear. It's very difficult to hear, and I don't think Mike is going to appreciate that. I mean, you got to save the masturbatory activity for after or pre-show or after show, post show, but not during the show, Kenny. I'm just trying to help, brother. Don't shoot the messenger.
Okay. All right.
I would like to ask if you're on any narcotics tonight, because that person that called in clearly was not Pastor Veal, the one that called in earlier. The last one that just called is the real Veal. I don't know how you thought the first person with that stupid song number, you know, 5309 guy was Veal. You know Veal. That was not Veal. I don't know who that was, but it was not Veal, Kenny. And I know you're smarter than that. But you let that man ramble on for like 10, 15 minutes. You got to be better, Kenny. Come on, snap, snap. It's your show, man. You got to step it up. Let's go.
Big grab, man. That's right.
All right.
Is Pastor Veal still on the line?
No, he hung up.
Of course. I wanted to speak to the man, but I guess he is a very busy man, so I guess I'll let it slide.
He did a diamond dash. He ate the food, and then he slipped out the side door.
Yep. Diamond dash on all dash, right, Kenny?
No, we don't have that.
I like that brother that calls Grover Grubber or Rubber or whatever. That guy's funny. He's funny. Is he still
Rubber.
On the line, Ken?
What's up, man? What's up, BC2, man? What's going on?
What's going on, man? I like your style, man. I like the way you call. I like the way you pronounce Grover's name. It's funny as hell.
Yeah,
Kenny,
Grover,
did you hear
man.
That?
Grover, man.
Kenny, you got three niggas on the show tonight, man. You gonna lose all your sponsorships, Kenny. But I got Colt 45, so we good. I'm a personal friend of Billy D. Williams.
What do they call Kenny and Pip Day? What do they call Mr. White, folks?
Oh. Don't worry, Kenny. I got Billy D. Williams as a close personal friend. So if we ever need any, arrangements, any type of situations where we need to have a sponsor, I got that Colt 45 on deck, brother. That's a Colt.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. What about
Oli? Kenny, I mean,
I rock with one beer. I can't rock with two. You know, that's a that's a little bit of a contradiction. So
well,
I got to.
You know,
I rock. Funny. All right. Well, I mean, Kenny, listen, man. Beggars can't be choosers. I only got the Colt 45 connection. I don't got the OE connection. That was Ice Cube late 80s, early 90s connection. I don't have that, brother. I'm not that popular.
I used to drink OE back in the day. I used to mix it in with some Hennessy. It was good.
Yeah. Get you faded quick, brother. Get you faded.
I mixed it with Tylenol codeine.
Oh. What about promethazine, brother? You ever have that purple drink? That shit'll fade you too, man.
Scissorp.
Can you ever drink the scissorp, Kenny?
No.
Amen, brother.
I drink scissorp and then I bet on NFL games.
That's probably not the smartest idea, Grover, but I love you anyway, brother.
All right. Okay.
Amen.
It's time to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama.
Are you shutting it down?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him now, okay?
Because
I know they're listening.
Because they're three niggas in the queue, man. Come on, man. Because we black. You can hang up.
You hate
come
black.
On, man.
I was going to get some NFL picks. I got the NFL picks.
I'm going to play some more music here, guys.
Wait a minute, Kenny. Hold on a second, brother. I would just like to say, for the love of God, please, if there's any white people listening, call the show immediately so Kenny does not play this god-awful music. Please, Kenny, give him a minute to call. You can talk to three brothers. We all good. We all cool. And Grover will give you NFL betting advice for week one. Grover's got the schedule. He will give you his odds and his bets. And Kenny, you know, just give him a few minutes. Let Mike Hunt, let Ashley, somebody call in. White people call into the show. He does not like having niggas on the show. Amen. Anybody else got any words?
Amen. I'm kind of not some words, man, but yeah, I'm in agreement with DP too, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to play some music. And
no, wait, Kenny, did anybody call?
No, nobody called?
Nobody called.
Oh, Lord. White people let
right.
me down again.
I'm going to do my
people
afraid
of
this. For week one, Baltimore Colts.
Great guys with music. I'm getting
ready to
play.
Kenny, Grover's giving his picks, man. Grover's giving his picks. Hold on, let him give the NFL picks. These picks by Grover Washington are brought to you by Colt 45. When you're parched and you need a drink, drink Colt 45. Grover, you're up, brother.
My first pick's going to be the Baltimore Colts. I'm going to take the over. And they're going to be they're giving four. So I'm going to say bet the over and take the Baltimore Colts.
That's a good call.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Are the St. Louis Cardinals playing this week, Grover?
Yeah, let me check my list here. Where the fuck is it? St. Louis Cardinals. I was thinking about the St. Louis Rams. I think they're going to beat the Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game, man. The Sonics are good, brother. They got a good defense. They got that, what's it called? Legion of Poon. They got the Legion of Poon up there in Seattle. They play that defense.
I'd also say that but Tennessee
Seattle
Oilers.
Was a Seahawks.
No,
Tennessee
Seattle
Oilers.
Was a superstar. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Tennessee
bro.
Oilers. The Tennessee Oilers are going to beat this New Orleans Saints by at least 4 points. So take the Oilers.
Oh, writing this down right now, Grover.
And I also got the Redskins over the Cardinals. I think the Redskins are going to beat the St. Louis Cardinals by over seven. So definitely want to bet the
Arizona Cardinals.
What about the Houston Oilers? They're playing the Cleveland Browns this week. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's the Houston Oilers versus the Cleveland Browns. I'm looking at it right now. It's at Sunday at 1 p.m. on September 10th. Houston Oilers at Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the Baltimore Bullets, I think, are going to win by over 10.
Oh.
Right now they're 10-point favorites. I think that's a little low. I don't think the Oilers got it in them. Or the Astros, I forget. But it's that team down in Houston.
Yeah. What about Oakland Raiders?
Oakland what?
The Oakland Raiders. They're playing at the Denver Broncos this week. Or week one. It's a 4:25 kickoff on Sunday, September 10th. The Oakland Raiders at the Denver Broncos.
I think the Broncos are going to win that one. I think Joe Russell Wilson is going to get his ass in gear. That little black Mexican Indian boy who's like about 5'6". I think he's going to get it in gear, and they're going to Mile High City's going to get the win.
Amen, brother. Those are some good picks, Kenny. Kenny, do you have any picks for the week?
No, I don't.
The San Diego Chargers and the Miami Dolphins, I think that they're both going to hit the over. It's 51 points there. I think they're going to have it light up the scoreboard. I'm going to take the over on that one.
Yeah. You got to make this a segment on the show, man. Grover is amazing. This is amazing. Oh, wait a minute. What does this say? Hold on, Kenny. Don't hang up yet. Wait a minute. Says, I'm not exactly in the mood to call after what Ken did last week. Wait a minute. Now, Ashley seems to be upset. Ashley, will you please call in? This is DC2. I'm wondering if you'll please call in so we can talk. Kenny, I don't know what he did, but I would like to hear it live on the platform.
What'd you do?
Oh, Ashley is calling right now, Kenny, so give her a second to dial the number.
And Ashley's white.
She is Caucasoid. That is true.
All right. Well,
Kenny. Kenny, you got no patience, man. You got the patience of a crackhead, man. Just relax, man. Let it call in.
All right. Oh,
she's
okay.
Gonna call.
There
Amen.
You.
See, you got to be patient, Kenny. Hello?
Let me bring her on. Ashley, you're on there.
Hey.
Ashley, it's DC2. I was just wondering what... Kenny, will you stop, man? That's
the second I get on it, and this disgusting piece of crap is masturbating.
Kenny, just mute yourself. I don't care if you beat off. Just mute yourself. Please. I want to find out what's going on. Okay, Kenny. Oh, Tel Aviv. Oh, all right. Kenny, Ashley, what happened last night? I was not around. What happened?
I was talking with Dan Garza, and he was telling me all the terrible things that Ken did to him.
Of a sexual nature?
Yes.
Kenny, what? It's like, it reminds me of the Uganda Boys Choir, Kenny. What is going on, man?
Nothing. I didn't do anything to him.
Ashley would not lie, Kenny. Kenny, listen, we in the circle of trust, right? But we were previously not
Rico.
In the circle.
Rico would lie.
But listen, Kenny, we in the circle of trust now, right? But we weren't before because you was lying before. But see, I don't know Ashley or Rico to lie. So why would they lie, Kenny?
Because Rico can't. And he did. He lied to Ashley, telling her all kinds of craziness, supposedly things I didn't do.
I was told that you did what was known as face fuck to orphans. Oh, that's
Kenny.
Funny.
Kenny, that shit ain't funny, man. That's sexual harassment, Kenny. Oh, man, Veal's going to be pissed. Kenny, Veal's going to be upset with you, man. You can't be sexually harassing people, Kenny.
And you know what this stupid Mary Lou did next? He was supposedly having mic issues, and then he's telling me that if I didn't have sex with him, that he was going to make me leave the chat.
I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did.
Oh, shit.
Goodbye, X.
Kenny.
And DG2, I'm playing music. Goodbye. All righty. Here we go with the music. Thank you for It All by Marvin Sapp. And now I'm going to play For Your Good by Kevin Lemons and Higher Calling. Amen. Here we go.
Thank you. You got to get your choir rock on this one. It's going to work.
It's going to work.
Oh, yes, it is. It's going to work.
It's going to work.
For your good.
For your
it's going to work.
It's going to work.
I believe what the word of the Lord says. It's going to work.
Okay, we got some callers here. 111.
there, man. That first song you were playing, man, they were talking about him praying to Jesus to smoke on the bong.
Say what?
The first song that you were playing, man, he was saying something about he was praying to Jesus because he wanted to smoke a bong.
No.
And then the second song was something about abortion, I'm going to take you out.
No.
Huh. No. And then the stuff, then it just put me to sleep, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I don't know. I was probably dreaming.
Oh, all right. Well, I was playing some good gospel music. Take another call here, 269. Okay, yeah, well, you're on air, 269.
Hey, this is Pastor Veal again, you know, the real one, because I'm in Discord. I just got to say, damn, Mary Lou, that song was as hot as Jimmy Pilkington's truck when the cops ran the plates. What was its name? The song name? Yeah, what was it?
It was the second song I played was For Your Good. Of Kevin
Levins
and Higher Calling.
Well, wow. Jeez. I love that song, Pastor Kenny. And is Donnie Baby on the queue? Because Donnie Baby said he was calling in, and I'd like to chat with Don if that's possible.
Let me see. Let me see if he's in the queue. 111, you're on air.
Well, this isn't Donnie, but you should just keep looking for him. Take the next call.
Okay, will do, Johnny. Okay, maybe this one will be him. 111, you're on air.
Thank you, brother. I just wanted to say to Pastor Veal that I apologize for some of my comments that I made. I made them the other night when I was on Perks for my back, and I thought that the person that was saying all that tomfoolery and just, I don't know, all that nonsense. I thought it was you, but it was the fraud, Pastor Veal. And so I apologize, brother. I should have known you would never say something so disrespectful. So I wanted to apologize to my brother, Pastor Veal, live on the platform, Kenny. And I'm thank you for having us both on at the same time.
Okay. Amen. And Donnie, perfectly acceptable, perfectly fine. I think I explained that the reason why Kenny Fishman hadn't received his monetary funds was because he can't do the live read correctly, and he just perpetually rips on the board of GRM, which includes Benjamin Buford Fontaine and Rosemary and a bunch of other people. It's just unfortunate. He could be making dime off of this, but he just...
Well, BBF gave me $8,000 for one reading. So, I mean, I don't know what... Kenny, every time he reads it, does something. He either can't spit it out correctly, or he just starts jerking off, and I don't understand it. I think he's got a sexual proclivity. I don't know if you could help him with that, Pastor Veal, but he seems to want to masturbate whenever he's doing a...
We've tried. I brought that up with him today, and all I just heard was somebody smashing their meat on the other end of the line, and it wasn't Grover. You know, it's only Ken who does that. He just has these sexual proclivities, and he enjoys the voyeurism of masturbating live on air. I don't know.
It wasn't me, Pastor Bill. I don't do things like that.
Kenny, you lied about a bombing in Tel Aviv. You're telling me you wouldn't masturbate on the air? Come on, brother. Let's keep it a stack here, man. Kenny, you cursed on the show earlier, man. You got to keep it godly, brother.
I said bull crap. Yeah. I didn't say the other word.
No, you said, Kenny, come on, Kenny. Don't make me go back and find it. You said
don't
the
get me started on the email.
Kenny.
Don't
oh, you
get
got
me
an
started
email?
On the email I received from Tony Farrar, co-signed by Ken. It said that Ken was going to slap his male member across my cheeks and spread my lower cheeks if I kept insisting that I was his manager and that I wasn't. So basically they just said they were going to bend me over and railroad me, which was disgusting and ungodly. I can't believe it.
Kenny, that's uncalled for, man. The sexual harassment and defamation and disrespect, Kenny. It's just, I don't understand. I mean, it's straight to the sucking of the D and the spreading of the cheeks and the BFing, and that's ungodly, brother.
The BTs too. The BTs. We can't forget the BTs.
BTs, Kenny. I'm trying, man. I'm really trying here, brother.
Oh,
Kenny.
Yeah.
You sleeping, Kenny?
No.
You beating off? What are you doing, man? Who talking to you?
I'm listening.
Ken, what do you have to say about all of this?
I say it's all. I didn't do it.
Did you just hear that, Donnie? I heard him.
I heard. Of course I did. He thinks we're stupid.
Ken, we could hear you masturbating again. What do you have to say about that, Ken?
I ain't got nothing to say about it. I didn't do anything. Anyway,
we're just
going
to have to title it.
Wait a minute. Hey,
you're not going to get a kick from me.
Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song to take us out. Okay?
Okay.
Speedy Gonzalez. Speedy Gonzalez Fishman. Come on, man.
Thank you.
That's For the Wild Ones by John and Taylor and Adrian Butler. Amen. All righty. Hey, DC2, you still there?
Yeah, man, I'm always here.
Okay, well, we're off the air now, okay? And no, I did not say anything like that to Ashley. Didn't say anything, okay, like that to the Bill. Okay, so I don't know what's going on. I didn't masturbate on the air, period. Okay?
All right. I mean, listen, man, to Veal about this?
I don't really give a shit about Veal.
Kenny, don't use profanity, man, even if we're not on the air, man. You're a godly man. Kenny, the past is the past, brother. Kenny?
Why do people keep bringing it up?
Why are you getting mad at me, man? I don't know what to believe. Are you getting mad at me, Kenny?
I'm not getting mad at you.
Cause I don't have any stories of tomfoolery. You have never tried to sexually harass me or been disrespectful. Well, not recently, as far as the disrespectful thing. So I'm just I'm hearing all this craziness. I don't know what to believe.
Well, it's not true.
Okay, man. I mean, listen. If you say so, Kenny, I believe you. I don't know, like, why you wouldn't, you know, is there anybody else on the line that you can bring on? Because you need to tell them this, too.
No, there's nobody I can bring on.
Okay. Well, maybe you can do it another show or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you you explaining. I'm sorry that I didn't believe you right away. I just heard a lot of there's so many different stories from so many different people. It's hard to keep them all straight. But if you say they're not true, I believe you because you're a godly man.
Amen.
All right, brother.
God bless you.
Have a good night, Kenny.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And then, did you put the other load in the dryer? Did you put the other load in the dryer?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Oh, good.